Columbia Workshop, under the direction of Irving Reese. Tonight, the Columbia Workshop presents as its 32nd program in a series devoted to experimental radio, Split Seconds, an original radio drama by Mr. Reese.
Split Seconds has no plot. It moves to no methodical, dramatic conclusion. It will attempt experimentally, through the dimensions of this medium, to recreate the crisis in one man's mind when his existence is threatened. Split Seconds.
Fast boat, all right, Bruce.
You skimmed along that time.
How fast at top speed?
40 miles an hour.
Is that all?
Isn't that fast enough for you?
No, we should have done 50 easily with this new supercharger. Hand me that screwdriver. Probably need some more adjustment.
Oh, let's pull in, Bruce. Tomorrow's Sunday. You'll have all day to play around.
Hand me the screwdriver.
All right. Here.
Thanks. I'll get 50 out of this tub before we pull into the boathouse or stay here all night.
Won't have long to go. The sun's halfway down behind those sand cliffs now.
Yeah, well, I'll have it adjusted in a minute.
You're the greatest paradox of the age.
Yeah? Why?
Look at you. Splattered from head to foot with grease. A lot more interested in tinkering with a motorboat than I ever saw you about any play. Your public should get a fast look at you now.
Well, writing plays isn't half as exciting.
Why not? You thought so most of your life, until you got to be successful at it.
A play isn't as tangible as a 16-cylinder engine ripping along. Take a bunch of make-believe people, toss them into a make-believe situation, and it's a play. An engine tearing up a white wake at 50 miles an hour is reality.
I thought plays came from reality. Or at least were very real to the authors.
I thought so, too, once. Now there's more poetry in 16 spark plugs firing 3,200 times per minute. If one misses, the boat stops.
So what?
Nothing in a boat. But right now, people are trusting their lives 20,000 feet up in the air to the little sparks that jump across tiny gaps. But you wouldn't understand.
No, I guess I wouldn't. Do you?
Yes. The poetry of an engine, of wings, of movement. It's certain, mathematical. People stake their lives against it.
I wouldn't on any play of mine.
Characters are uncertain. They run away from it.
You start with a hero and find you've got a villain on your hands. You give them birth. You create them.
With all the uncertainties of your own mind. An engine's power. It's under control at all times. You flip your wrist, and 100 horses churn up the sea or air.
You're jaded. You live for sensation only. Anyway, I'd like to get back to the boathouse.
No, I'm all set now. One fast run to the point and we'll quit.
To the point?
Yeah.
It's getting dark, Bruce. You won't be able to see your way back.
We're going to hit 50 this time. It'll take 5 minutes for the run. Now, hold on.
All right. You should know better. You've always had your own way since you were a kid.
Watch the clock. Getting now, all right?
Right.
Keep down low. She rides better that way.
Okay.
How much now?
45.
Well, we'll break 50 as soon as she starts planing.
47.
Great. There's the point. Ease her up on the turn.
What? I said throw her up on the turn.
You make it easy.
You better not take any chances. You've never had a rough to this speed.
Don't be an old woman. Watch her now.
Drop her down. She won't take it. Drop her down, bro.
Ed. Here. Hold on to me. Grab the halter. Now, can you hold on to it now?
All right.
Are you hurt?
No. I'm all right. I'm just a little stunned. I got hit on the shoulder when she fell.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. Terribly sorry.
You better stay near me for a second. I can't seem to grip. I think maybe my shoulders are broken.
God, what have I got you into this time?
Don't worry. We'll come out of it.
The water's cold. Look, if I swim around to the other side and steady the hull, do you think you could manage to crawl on top of it?
But it's going to hold both of us. The engine's pulling to bow down.
Never mind me.
What? What are you going to do?
I'm going to swim to shore for help.
No, Bruce. You can't. You'll never make it against this tide. It's cold.
I've got to get to shore. We're being pulled out to sea fast.
They'll miss us soon. Be out.
It would take a long search in the dark. We couldn't hold on for long.
I won't let you do it.
It's the only chance, Ed. Now, I'm going to swim around the other side now. You try to crawl up on the hull. Please try, for my sake.
Bruce, don't do it.
Try now.
I can't make it.
Try hard. Please, Ed.
I can't use my arm.
Our lives depend on it. Make one effort.
All right.
That's it. Slide to the center now. Good. Are you all right there?
Yeah, I think so.
Just lie still and relax. I'll be back with help in a hurry.
No, don't go, Bruce. Please don't go. Just hang on. They'll be out soon.
Now, don't be a child. I've swum 3 times this distance, 100 times.
Not against the ebb and cold.
Goodbye, Ed.
Bruce, come back!
Against you. The water's cold.
Don't go, Bruce. Don't go.
I'll make it, Ed. I'll make it.
Your arms are numbing. Feel the ebb against your thighs
and chest
and arms.
Getting dark.
Death is darkness.
No.
See how the sand cliffs melt into the distance.
Fear is a slow poison.
Be calm.
You haven't cared much about life.
Yet you're afraid.
Fear is tiring you.
Fear of death.
Death is darkness.
Think of life.
The gulls are life.
How free the gulls are.
How they dip and swerve and glide.
How free the gulls are.
They could fly to the distant cliffs.
With strong, swift, beating wings.
Straight and swift.
No tide to rip against their wings.
Only slow, curving, graceful arcs.
To freedom.
Life is freedom.
Life is touch and taste and smell. Life is shape and shadow and color.
Life is sound and sight. Death is darkness.
Darkness. Darkness. Mustn't think.
Look at the sand cliffs in the distance.
Touched by the gold of the dying sun.
You slept by those cliffs once. How blue the sky was when you awakened.
Slow burning orange through closed lids.
And deep, distant blue.
There is no sleeping
or waking in death.
Death is darkness.
Life is color.
Gold of the sun.
Green of the pine.
Blue of the sky.
Death is darkness.
Swim to darkness.
Swim. Swim.
Swim to life.
Life is touch and taste and smell.
Burning autumn leaves.
Touch of lips and hands and hair.
Taste of sweet and salt and bitter.
Death is darkness.
Life is sound.
Patter of rain.
Words of lovers.
Music, laughter, summer wind.
Words with sound shape.
Lovely, slowly, softly, moon.
Death is darkness.
Infinite night.
Night will swallow you.
Going.
Slipping. Slipping.
Night.
Black night.
Deep night.
Sinking.
Sinking.
No. No. God, no.
Think of life.
Quick.
Night.
Think of life.
Think of life.
Think of life.
Life.
Cost $4.
Gee, it's a beauty, Bruce. Looks like a real rifle.
Looks? Why, it is a real rifle. Only it shoots BBs instead of bullets. I can hit anything with it.
Let's try it.
All right. I guess it's safe here. Mother told me not to shoot it too near the house.
There's an old tomato can. I'll put it on the tree stump.
Swell.
Don't shoot yet.
Don't worry.
Now, let's see if you can hit it.
Just watch. Whee! First shot! Oh, boy!
Can I have a shot?
Sure, here.
Gotta be right on it. Oh, miss.
Try again.
Oh, I'm rotten. I guess you better show me.
Look at that robin up there. Here. On a big branch of the oak. I'm gonna try and get it.
No, Bruce. Don't shoot at it.
Oh, I'll never hit it.
Just scare it off.
But you might. Watch.
Bruce, you hit it. Oh, look. It's bleeding.
No.
No, it can't be blood. That's the color of its breath. Pick it up. You do.
How sure it is. It was seen just a while ago.
It's dead. That is blood.
Poor thing. And I did it. I did it. I killed it. And it won't ever sing or fly again. Never. Never. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Green tree.
Robin red. Spring green.
Life is color.
Death is darkness.
For robins, too.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Soon it won't matter.
Nothing to be sorry for.
Darkness.
How still it is.
It sang just a while ago.
I found darkness through you.
You will find darkness.
Deep darkness.
Night.
Endless, infinite blackness.
Fiery.
Cold.
Struggling.
Think of life. Think of life.
Life. Life. Nan. Nan.
up here and rest so far. Oh, look at Nan.
Oh, Nan's fruit girl, Nan's fruit girl.
You stop that, Edna Brock.
Holding hands all the way.
I'm sorry.
Don't care, Nan.
Nan's fruit girl.
Now stop fighting, children. We shall have to return to the classroom.
Well, I don't want to go there.
Now all gather round here for a nature study.
I do too.
Now, who can tell me what makes the leaves green? No one? Chlorophyll. Say it, Mary.
Chlorophyll.
That's right. All green leaves have it. Who can tell me what tree this leaf comes from?
Oh,
let's sneak off, Nan.
Miss Stark will be angry.
We'll come back soon. Look out for the stickers.
All right. Oh, one scratched me just now.
Here, sit down by this tree. I'll fix it.
All right.
Let me see. I'll just tie this handkerchief around it.
There. Thank you, Bruce. It's much better. I bet you're going to be a doctor when you grow up.
No.
Anyway, you're braver than the other boys. They'd be afraid to leave.
You wouldn't go off with anyone else, would you, Nan?
No, Bruce.
You could be my girl and we could be. I'm going to write stories about all sorts of things. I'll be a sailor first. When I learn all about ships and things, I'll come back for you. And we can sail all around and see strange places.
Oh, that would be fun. We could go to the South Sea Islands. You could write about breadfruit and pineapples and the brown people there.
How did you know about it?
Mother read it to me from a book called Typee.
Someday maybe I'll write a book.
We could go to the South Sea Islands, couldn't we?
Sure. All over. But you must promise.
Why?
That you'll be my girl, and you won't even look at the other boys.
Can I use your bicycle?
Sure.
All right, Bruce.
I won't talk to the other girls.
Nan? Bruce?
Oh, that's Miss Stark.
Nan? Bruce?
We'd better hurry back.
Yes.
Come on. You won't forget your promise, Nan. You won't forget.
Death is darkness. Think of pain.
Pain is life.
Think of Nan.
Think of life.
Think of life.
Think of life.
Think of life.
If you only try to understand, Nan.
I do, Bruce. Too well, I think, sometimes.
I've got to find myself. I want you terribly. But something inside keeps tearing and tearing to be heard. I want to write. I've dreamed about it ever since I was a kid.
You don't have to go away to write.
What a writer sees and feels and touches are his implements, like paint to an artist, stored in the memory to be called up. I've got to see other places, talk to people. Maybe I'll be able to write then.
But you're so young yet. It'll come with growth, not escape.
Chatterton was young, and Keats, and Shelley. Oh, it isn't age, Nan. It's how hard something cries to be born.
Well, why don't you write? Just write.
I don't know. I've tried hard. It doesn't flow.
Will flying from it make it flow?
I don't know that either. But I've got to try everything. I won't be happy unless I do. There won't ever be any peace. Something gnaws and gnaws. Oh, it's hell and pain when you want to say something and you're mute.
Maybe you need frustration. Tear your heart out about a stupid peasant girl, like Heine did, and leave a few poems to show for it.
Don't you think his poems were a beautiful monument to leave?
Not for the suffering he had to live through. If great creation needs pain and dirt and hunger, I'd rather see a world minus art.
Well, perhaps the artist would, too. Forces greater than his wishes control that. Oh, I've got to find myself, Nan. Maybe I won't want to write when I do. But...
Find yourself, find yourself. Where does one go to find oneself?
Please, Nan.
Goodbye, Bruce. I love you, but I couldn't wait for you. I'd never feel part of you. Everything I did or said had seemed like dictation to a notebook, to be cataloged and brought out someday at so much per word or scene. emotions to peddle to fat people who go to theaters to digest their dinners. Or people in their socks reading magazines.
But they don't matter. It doesn't matter if anyone sees or hears what you've done. It's doing it for yourself.
My knowing you hasn't been completely wasted. Someday all the dreams we've had together will bring you so many dollars from theater audiences. Tear it all out and drape it before people for their amusement. But you need reality. Frustration first. That's why you can't write. You need frustration. Well, here's some. Write a poem or a play about it, right from reality. I never want to see you again. Even if you find yourself...
Right, wasn't it?
You sold your first poem after that.
It looked nice in print.
A published poem when you were 18.
Remember how pleasant the pain was?
You read it to yourself again and again.
Think of it.
Recall it.
Recall pain.
Pain is life. Oh, this light hurt shall deepen yet. With brackish winds and April's rain. And I must say, forget. Forget, and so bring on increasing pain. But I will toss my head too high and clench my fist close by my side, and only with a merest sigh say the hurt has slowly died.
It was nice capturing the pain.
Only the lies feel pain.
You haven't been alive for a long time.
This is a new kind of death.
Death is darkness.
No touch, no taste, no smell.
You're tiring.
No sound, no sight.
Slipping into darkness.
Give up.
Let the waters close over you.
It's useless to struggle.
No.
Think of light. Think of light.
Well, the sand cliff.
Only darkness.
Death is darkness.
Think of light.
Think of light.
Think of light.
Until I found myself.
Find yourself. Find yourself. Where did one go to find oneself?
They seem to like it, Bruce.
Hard to tell yet.
Goodbye. I hope it's a great success, Bruce.
Thanks, Ed. It would be nice.
Goodbye.
Well, it's over.
Let's rush out to the front and listen to the comments as they file out.
Sure.
Come through here. It's faster.
Too serious. I like to be amused at the end of a hard day. Something light and gay. Where shall we go? To the 41 Club?
It's a lovely new mink coat Estelle has.
Yes, she came late, so everyone would notice.
I wonder what the critics will say.
Yes, let's go there. The food's good. I'm hungry.
Amalgamated Tin cleaned up a fortune. Jumped 12 points.
Glad you like it. I had it tailored at Radnor.
Well, give me his address, will you? Taylor. Taylor. Come on, Ed. Let's get a drink. Taylor, huh? I'll tailor stuff for them. Right out of the grab bag the next time.
Don't take it so hard, Bruce.
Did you hear them? I tore my heart out and put it on that stage. And they talked to food and stocks and tailors. I'll amuse them from now on. I'll feed them what they want.
Where is she?
Swirling in the darkness.
Where are the gulls?
Perched on the distant cliffs.
Lost in the darkness.
Give up.
Give up to darkness.
Let darkness close over you.
Don't go, Bruce. Don't go. You won't make it.
Find yourself. Find yourself. Where does one go to find oneself?
Tailored.
You gave them what they wanted.
Top girls in love with princes.
Mining engineers and farm girls.
Light from reality.
And you died inside.
Now you know.
Life is touch and taste and smell.
sight and sound.
Death is darkness.
Ere the plot to conjure is.
The man who found life.
Through death.
Don't go, Bruce. You won't make it. You won't make it.
I'll make it, Ed. I'll make it.
It's easier now.
Your limbs are heavy.
Your chest is bursting.
Stop struggling.
Let the waters close over you.
The waters are soft.
Darkness is soft. Sinking.
Darkness. Sinking.
No,
sinking.
No, not sinking.
Think of light.
Too tired.
Don't fight it.
Slip into darkness.
Think of light.
Think of light.
Think of light.
Think of light.
How do you feel?
A little shaky, Doctor.
Oh, nothing to worry about. Just fall asleep after about 5 whiffs of this stuff, and when you wake up, your appendix is gone. Swab, please, nurse.
Yes, Doctor.
You can write a play describing your sensations.
Yeah.
I saw your last one, by the way. You're getting to be quite a famous young man.
Thank you.
Well, we're all ready. Now, I'm going to put this mask over your nose. Don't fight it. Just breathe deeply. It'll be all over before you know it. All right. Now, breathe. That's it. Again. Once again, please.
Slipping. Going.
Slipping
to
darkness.
Don't struggle.
Going.
Slipping.
All right. Better get me another blanket.
He's stirring, Doctor.
Breathe this. Take a good deep breath.
Is it over, Doctor?
It's what over?
The operation.
There's been no operation. You came very close to drowning, young man.
Drowning?
Yes. We found you about 100 yards from shore, just as you went down for the third time.
Dead. Dead? Where's Ed?
Oh, he's all right. He was picked up by one of the search parties a little while ago.
Then it wasn't...
A long chance you took. You're pretty lucky. You came very close to losing your life.
Life. Life is touch and taste and smell. Life is...
Eh? What?
Nothing. I was just thinking it's nice to be alive. Just alive.
Columbia Workshop has presented as its 32nd program in a series devoted to experimental radio, Split Second. The play was written and directed by Irving Reese and starred Carlton Young as Bruce. A special music score was composed by Bernard Herrmann. Your comments on these programs are always appreciated and help considerably in the selection of future presentations. Write to the Columbia Workshop, Columbia Broadcasting Company, New York City. Next week at this time, the Columbia Workshop will present another original radio play, Danse Macabre, by Helen Bergavoy and George Zachary. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.